line right now to talk about the snowball games. We've got Kim Williams with us. Kim, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
So far, so good. And let's get in to the snowball games. I know that the proceeds will benefit the family of Troy DeFranco, and we're going to come back around to that in just a moment. But what exactly are the snowball games for those that aren't familiar?
So the snowball games are a test of fitness. We do functional fitness type events where competitors come from all over Ohio and other neighboring states to compete, and they'll be required to do things like lift weights, do pull-ups, do jump ropes, do kettlebell swings, do box jumps. So they have no idea what they're coming in to do. They're just prepared to do anything and have fun.
And where is this taking place on February 1st?
It'll be at 1513 Fitness and Strength, and we're located at 1019 Commerce Drive in Grafton.
Now, we mentioned the tie-in with the family of Troy DeFranco, and we all know Troy's story by now. Of course, we were at the DeFranco tournament at the very beginning of the high school basketball season. Troy, of course, was a color commentator for us for high school boys basketball games, and we certainly do miss him, no question about that. So explain the tie-in here with Troy DeFranco. You mentioned that the proceeds are going to benefit the family of Troy DeFranco. Tell us how Troy ties in with all of this.
Yes, we will have a portion of the proceeds from the event itself will benefit the family, and then we're doing some other fundraisers. We've made some towels, some rally towels in honor of Troy that are being sold now at basketball games and around the community, as well as some T-shirts in his honor. So all of those profits will go directly to the family. We have a 50-50 raffle and baskets, and we're looking for extras from the community if they want to donate. But we have a lot of members that know Troy and his family, either from the church, or they had him as a teacher while they were a student at Midview, or they worked with him directly. So the DeFranco family obviously is a very huge family, and we wanted to do all we could to help support them.
And let's elaborate on that for just a minute, because again, here at the station, you know, Troy had such a big impact. You know, he called a lot of games with us here on the airwaves of AM 930 WEOL, and he was very, very big, as we all know, on the high school basketball scene. And can you talk about, you know, the strength of Troy and why this particular event means so much to you guys to have the opportunity to give a little bit back to the DeFranco family?
Well, we're a local community. The DeFrancos are very huge in the community. They reach far and wide. We know, like I said, we have several members that know him. My children had him as a teacher, and we want to do all we can to support him. And we wanted to do an event for the family, and we thought we're already having this event on the 1st, so why not tie it in and bring not only the community, the local community around, but people that come and do these types of events love to support and donate to those in need.
And based on what you mentioned there with your first answer about this particular event, the Snowball Challenge, it's a test of fitness and strength. Seems like there's not necessarily audience participation, but there's a lot of audience encouragement here too. It seems like this is one of those events that really kind of lends itself to a lot of fun for those who are just kind of going to see this thing go down. It seems like it's one of those events where you could have a lot of fun just watching this thing happen.
Absolutely, and we welcome spectators, and we set aside a big area for the spectators because they have just as much fun. And what's great is a lot of these spectators who never thought they could do these types of things, they gain a lot of momentum and encouragement because they'll see people from 18 to 70 years old doing this competition. So that's what we love about it, too. It promotes health and wellness, and the audience is a huge piece of it.
Now, this is the fifth one. This is the fifth annual Snowball Games that you guys have hosted. So how have things changed from year one?
Well, we just continue to grow, and the workouts are different every time. We run a tight ship. A lot of people come to our events because it's run on time, and it's run like clockwork, and things go the way they're supposed to. So we get a lot of participation from all over. It's a well-known event that we put on.
And this is going to seem a little bit strange, but why do they call it the Snowball Games? What's the snowball tie-in with all of this?
It's just because it's winter in Ohio, and I believe three out of the
4 years we've had it so far. We've had quite a bit of snow, so it was just a fun name for an event taking place in the winter.
Okay, fair enough. That makes plenty of sense. And it seems like this is a fun competition. And I know there are different classifications, right? You have a partner. So there are certain competitions that is males and just females. There's also a mixed competition too, right?
Yeah, this one we do it different each time. We change it up. Sometimes it's two partners. Sometimes it's a four-person co-ed team. And this time we went back to two partners, same-sex partners. For this one.
Nice. Now, for those who are out there listening right now that would like to participate, or they just want to go and spectate, or perhaps they're looking to donate, how can they go about doing that and get involved?
Absolutely. They can go to our website at 1513fitnessandstrength.com, go to our Facebook page. We only have a couple spots left open for teams to participate, and I anticipate those will be sold out in the next day or two, but we'd love to have spectators come out, see what's going on. And absolutely, the reason we're promoting this even more is because we would love for the community to be able to donate to the DeFranco family.
Very, very cool stuff. Again, it takes place on Saturday, February 1st. It's a test of fitness and strength at the 5th Annual Snowball Games. Kim, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, Andy. Have a great day.
Thanks, Kim. You do the same. Again, that's Kim Williams joining us, telling us all about the Snowball Challenge benefiting the family of Troy DeFranco. They've got some pretty cool raffles going on. You'll want to make sure that you head on out there on February 1st. Should be a lot of fun. And, boy, I tell you what.